With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Republicans further solidified their majority in the South Dakota State House. One Republican and one Democrat are offering differing assessments on how state Democrats can pick up the pieces following the general election last week. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has more.
The state legislature hasn't been this Republican since 1953. Of the 105-member legislature, Democrats are down to 8 representatives from 10 and down to 3 senators from 5. That means some Senate committees next session will be all Republican. State Senator Lee Schoenbeck is a Republican from Watertown. He says it appears there's no safe spot for Democrats to run.
I would find that greatly troubling if there's an opponent against you. And quite frankly, I think it's a little bit of some of their politics, but it's in South Dakota Democrats, but it's a lot more them paying for the sins of their fathers in D.C.
Those sins, Schoenbeck says, include calls for defunding the police, an idea that gained traction following the killing of George Floyd at the hands of white police. It calls for more community and social funding. The son of a former Democratic U.S. senator says the party must be bold if it's going to have success in the future. Brendan Johnson is the former U.S. attorney during the Obama administration and recently pushed for marijuana legalization and won. He points to the medical marijuana ballot question, which passed with 70% of the vote.
Just because an issue initially may not poll well, if you have faith in the power of your idea and you're willing to take it to the people of South Dakota and explain it, then I think you can be successful. But the bottom line, I think, for South Dakota Democrats is be bold. Don't be afraid to consider big ideas and go after those ideas.
Johnson says the party needs to show resolve around issues like Medicare for All, a living wage, criminal justice reform, tribal sovereignty, and green energy. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
North Dakota and South Dakota have the nation's worst rate of coronavirus deaths per capita in the last 30 days. Despite advances in treating coronavirus patients, hundreds more people in the Dakotas have died in recent weeks than during any other time of the pandemic. It serves as a grim exclamation point on the virus outbreak, slamming the upper Midwest and northern plains, with few signs of slowing down. As winter approaches and hospitals scramble to make room for coronavirus patients, physicians and medical experts worry that the deaths will continue to climb in a region where people have been slow to adopt mitigation measures like wearing masks. The State Department of Health is hosting COVID-19 drive-through testing events in 10 cities across South Dakota. The mass testing events are scheduled over the next 2 weeks. They're open to the public and free of charge. People must pre-register online at doineedacovid19test.com. Participants must print the test voucher and bring it to the drive-through site. The health department is partnering with the South Dakota National Guard, the Office of Emergency Management, and the United States Department of Health and Human Services to offer the tests. The first event is Tuesday the 10th in Pierre. The 9 other events are scheduled in Aberdeen, Chamberlain, Custer, Madison, Martin, Mobridge, Spearfish, Watertown, and Yankton. Oglala Sioux Tribe President Julian Bearrunner was arrested in Rapid City over the weekend. Police were dispatched to Cheers Sports Bar and Casino in North Rapid City for a report of an unwanted subject who was fighting with private security. The business requested Bearrunner be removed after causing a disturbance. Rapid City Police Department arrested Bearrunner for failure to vacate and was taken to the Pennington County Jail. Bearrunner will appear in Pennington County Court today. He recently lost his bid for re-election as president to Kevin Killer. The state's only active and large-scale gold mine reports a record quarter of production and profits. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
The Wharf Mine is near Terry Peak and the city of Lead. The mine is owned by Coeur Mining in Chicago. The publicly traded company owns mines throughout North America. The Wharf Mine is the star of the company's third quarter report. The mine produced about 33,000 ounces of gold and almost $40 million in free cash flow, which is a measure of profitability. Both numbers are quarterly records for the mine, says President and CEO Mitchell Krebs.
We bought that for $99.5 million. So for it to throw off nearly $40 million just this quarter really kind of highlights just how great that thing has been for us.
Krebs addressed investors on a quarterly earnings call. Coeur acquired the Wharf mine 5 years ago. Since then, the mine has generated a total of about $230 million of free cash flow. Krebs said the company is drilling to find more gold near the mine.
Wharf is one of these assets that has been around for, as you know, 30-plus years, but it seems like we never run out of potential and opportunities to keep extending.
The company received about $1,900 an ounce for gold from the Wharf mine during the last several months. The gold price has stayed historically high after topping $2,000 an ounce for the first time in August. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.